Now we're joined by a man you might call a risk management guru. He became famous for his best-selling book, The Black Swan, here to tell us how best to come to grips with a volatile environment, unexpected events, mark-to-market accounting, you name it. We've got Nassim Taleb, author, risk engineering professor at New York University, principal at Universal Investments. Nassim, always great to talk with you. So much going on in the world right now. Let's kick it off briefly with the G20. That's taking place. World leaders getting together, trying to fix the financial system. Should we have any confidence in their ability to get something meaningful accomplished?
No, because they again, this is the classical problem of the same pilot who crashed a plane. You go in and want to ask them for advice, and we know exactly why they crashed a plane. They crashed a plane because they did not see the obvious, which is that the system had too much hidden risk. And so I don't know if they're going to be able to fix it. We need another crew, okay, to man the plane. So I'm a little pessimistic about plus they don't seem to understand the core of the problem. They don't seem to grasp that we live in an environment that's vastly different from the one of the 1930s, much more complex environment, delivers what I call tail events, these large deviations. So the world needs to be immune to these large deviations. They didn't get the center of the problem. You hear here and there some comments, too much leverage, derivatives, so on, but there's no core, okay, understanding of the main issue, and we need to remedy.
All right, so if the wrong people are in place and those who are negotiating don't understand the problem, where do we end up? In the same place we are right now?
Yeah, what they're doing is, they say you have a ship and you have leaks in the ship because the hull is rotten, okay? What they're doing is patching holes, patching every hole, and instead of understanding that what you do is you take the ship, okay, rebuild a new one, or put a new hull, put new hull, something more robust. They didn't seem to get that. I mean, they are vaguely aware of the need to overhaul the entire system, but they have not so far grasped the significance of the new environment in which we live, that we're living in for a while since the internet.
Let's talk about another initiative, the Geithner Plan, yes. Some people call it. It's the public-private investment partnership. They're banking on it as a way to repair the bank balance sheets, really revive the economy. Is it going to work?
I have some issues with the plan. Number one, it's another subsidy to Wall Street. And as you know, we've been subsidizing Wall Street more and more. It's like putting, money after money, trying to feed a dead horse, okay? And the money, we know the first couple of times where it went. The first time it went to bonuses, some way. And the second subsidy, whatever we gave to AIG, went to Wall Street, okay? We know that Wall Street firms benefited from that more than others. Now, I have a third issue. There's a third problem, is that if the government is in a business of doling out free option. It's a free option, okay? The downside, the downside.
Risk is borne by the government,
by you and I, the taxpayers, right? We taxpayers take the downside, and Wall Street, as usual, is going to keep the upside. It's another classical problem of what I call socializing the losses, privatizing the gains. Now, I want, as a citizen, to have access to that free option. You see, I don't understand why, what do you call private, okay, with that private, I want it, if they're going to call it private, I want it to be really private, privatizing gains and losses. I want, as a citizen, to have access to it.
Nassim, because we're going to dig into that in one second, just a bit further. I do want to tell our viewers, though, that Thornburg Mortgage, speaking to what you were mentioning, some of the assistance that we've tried to give Wall Street, Thornburg Mortgage, a jumbo mortgage lender, has been in a whole lot of trouble for about 18 months now, planning to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. That a headline moving on the Bloomberg Terminal. Nassim, you talk about socializing risk. What are the alternatives to the Geithner Plan, an option to Wall Street? I mean, the banks are the ones that are holding these assets. It's the hedge funds and the private equity firms that maybe can benefit from the leverage, right?
The Geithner Plan is an attempt to patch. Okay, instead of sitting down, putting all the people together and saying, how are we going to overhaul the entire system? Where should we be heading? They still don't seem to have a clear idea where we're heading. We should be heading towards an environment of very low leverage. You have debt, but not for leverage purpose.
Right.
Okay, very low leverage, no complex derivatives. an environment that doesn't have too big to fail. It's better to nationalize than bail out. Much more compatible with capitalism. Okay.
But these are great points.
Yes.
But are they realistic? I mean,
have no choice. We'll have no choice. The environment is going to take us where it wants to take us. What's going to blow up will eventually blow up. So the environment will take us there. We might as well take the bull by the horn.
Does the Geithner plan encourage the same kind of blindness to risk that you've been criticizing?
We bailed out the banks in 1982, Volcker, okay? Mm-hmm. And in a big way, much bigger way than what advertised. Okay, we even, nationalized Continental, if you remember.
I do.
Yeah, 1991, we bailed out the banks indirectly in a sneaky way with Greenspan. 1998, we allowed the banks to get away with LTCM, okay? And now, of course, and then we've been giving them subsidies in 2001, 2002, during the post 9/11 and the crisis of 2002, the mini crisis. So this is another accumulation of moral hazard. I don't want that moral hazard. I don't understand why I, as a taxpayer, need to subsidize those who failed, okay, by giving them options so they can rebuild their balance sheets. I don't want that. I want an overhaul. I want something drastic. This is going to fail. This is not it. This will fail.
Let's talk about another big issue as it concerns financial institutions. Changes as soon as tomorrow at the Financial Accounting Standards Boards. They're considering two proposals, one to give significant judgment in valuing what they call inactive assets, the other having to do with not recording losses for anything other than what they call temporary impairment. This is effectively rewriting of the rules of mark-to-market accounting. What do you make of it?
Horrible. Because look at it. In this environment, I said banks should look more like hedge funds. Small little units, they die. Every day you have hedge funds dying, and every day you have hedge funds being born. Okay, and we see it in almost every industry that doesn't have too big to fail. And the hedge funds have managed pretty well in this crisis. You and I are not subsidizing them. Because... all right, they have transparent inventory. We have an understanding of the risks they're taking from the outside, and it can't work in any other way. Now, what are we doing here? Creating opacity at the level of balance sheets? People are going to get in the system. Mark to market. If I allow you to mark to market, okay, or to realize profits, you're going to game the system. How? You're going to buy 10 companies. 5 will make you money. 5 will go under. The 5 that go under, okay, you keep at original price. The 5 that make you money, you trade out of them and declare a profit. So effectively, what you're going to have is whatever is going to be in inventory will be likely to be marked at a higher price than a real market. Because whatever is higher than market will come out of inventory.
So are you saying that if these proposals go through, investors should just get that much more scared of investing in banks?
Exactly. I mean, I would not invest in something under opacity. Would you buy... listen, it's like, why don't we allow people to mark their house, okay, at what they think their value of their house is? I want to mark my house at twice what I paid for it because I think it's worth twice more. Why can't we do that? I don't understand. Letting banks, after all this incompetence, mark to market their inventory by themselves? It's shocking. I mean, I don't understand what... I mean, this is like surreal. After all this crisis caused by opacity, now we're allowing banks to get away with more opacity. We're heading exactly in the wrong direction with the Geithner plan and with this.
So what's the alternative?
The alternative is to overhaul the system, understand the root cause of the system, and try to make banks look more like hedge funds, or break up the banks into whatever is a utility is a utility. Whatever is a hedge fund is a hedge fund.
So something like what Paul Volcker is proposing.
What Paul Volcker, or go back, first of all, we need to go back to Glass-Steagall. What we learned from Great Depression, okay, is that some entities are not supposed to take risk. Here, the bank should not be taking risk. We should go towards that structure. Stabilize society, make it more robust to these errors.
Nassim, I wish we had more time. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Nassim Taleb, he's the author of The Black Swan, a distinguished professor at New York University. That I'm